Good morning and welcome to another edition of Weekend Magazine. Today we're traveling up into Massachusetts and one of the most popular destinations as far as my listeners go, that from what they tell me. We're going up to the Berkshires, and Laura Wolf is going to be with us today. She's a director of marketing with the Berkshire Visitors Bureau. How you doing, Laura?
Very well. Thanks so much for having us.
Boy, I'm jealous of you living up there. What a nice place to live and so many things to do.
It's an incredible place to live. Absolutely. But a great place to visit, too, if you're not able to make your home here.
So. Yeah, you know, you're only well, we're in the Mid-Hudson area, and you're only about 2 hours away. It's really not far at all.
So not far at all.
So where do we start? I mean, what are you most popularly known for? And, you know,
Many times the first experience that people have here in the Berkshires is coming for a show at Tanglewood, and they have an incredible season lined up for us. So we could start there if you'd like.
Yeah. So Tanglewood is a giant venue for all kinds of entertainment, I guess, huh?
That's right. Tanglewood is located in Lenox and Stockbridge. It's a large complex that has a couple of different stages, and it is the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, which is conducted now by Andres Nelsons, and they have an incredible season of classical music, of course, as they always do, for us to enjoy. And if you've never been there, Tanglewood is an indoor-outdoor venue where what they call the shed is undercover, and you can buy seats within that space, or what seems to be even more popular is to be out on the lawn. And you can buy tickets for a little bit less, but enjoy a picnic dinner or lunch or whatever it may be, depending on the time of the concert. And it's just absolutely beautiful. So it's a great place to enjoy a little bit of the outdoors of the Berkshires and some of the culture.
Yeah, they are so famous, and people just love them. You get a lot of big names, too, that come up there, too, don't they?
We really do. Yeah. In terms of the classical performances this summer, we will see a return of soprano Renee Fleming. Mm-hmm. She'll be with the orchestra on July 13th. Yo-Yo Ma is a mainstay of Tanglewood, and he'll be joining on, I believe, August 7th. And pianist Emmanuel Axe, who you hopefully have some familiarity with, is also there in August. So, wonderful guest performers as well as the Boston Symphony Orchestra throughout the summer.
The website would be the place where you'd have everything really detailed, I would think.
Yeah, everything that we'll mention today is available on berkshires.org. And if you just click on calendar, you'll see literally thousands of listings for activities and performances and opportunities to take a workshop, whatever it may be. We have so many venues and so many great cultural attractions here in the Berkshires. So it's really, I started looking at the calendar this morning thinking, okay, what am I going to highlight this morning here? And, I got stuck in the first week of June because
hard to
there's
decide.
So much going on.
Yeah, well, we could talk generically. I mean, you know, you've got great theater. I mean, maybe talk about some of the theater destinations, and then people can look up what's actually playing and when they are.
Absolutely. And before we leave Tanglewood, just want to mention that they do also have a popular artist series.
Oh.
So we'll have lots of, more pop culture names there throughout the season, starting out with Dolly Parton.
Oh, wow.
Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys will be there, Jackson Brown, Train, the show Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR, and then the B-52s will be there to wrap up the season. So no matter what type of music you like, there's something for everyone at Tanglewood.
Oh, that's fantastic. Boy, that's entertainment, too. And it's so beautiful up there. It's so really nice. It's a whole different world.
It is.
Now, you have Shakespearean stuff, too, up there, too, right?
And we do. We have Shakespeare and Company. Is one of our longest-running groups here, and they will be doing a number of shows throughout the season, including Merchant of Venice.
Oh.
They do a combination of original Shakespeare and then some things that sometimes are inspired by or new, world premiere performances that are written specifically for their stage. So that will be a fantastic season from them, as always. The Williamstown Theater Festival is going to be presenting Rose Tattoo, which stars Marissa Tomei this summer. Berkshire Theater Group will be presenting Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
Mm-hmm.
as well as Fiorello, which is a Pulitzer and Tony Award-winning look at New York City Mayor LaGuardia. So that should be an interesting one.
That's interesting. Boy, these are great.
So much going on.
Yeah.
A little bit closer to home for you in Chatham, the MacHayden Theater, which is quite close to the Berkshires here, is doing both My Fair Lady and South Pacific this summer.
Oh, wow. Those are excellent, too. Wow.
Yeah.
It's hard to decide, huh? Really...
There's so much, really. I know. And all of these theaters, if you find that, you know, one is showing more that you prefer, they do have season-long passes or memberships, so you can get a discount for participating in more than one of their performances.
Oh, good. You can go back. That's nice. That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, some people do the first thing and say, oh, well, my vacation is August 1st to 7th. So they would go to your website and just look up in that block. There's other ones that want to read through everything and say, oh, Dolly Parton. And they'll make time to go up specifically for the, you know, for the person or whatever the event is. So you've got two ways of approaching things. But
yeah, whichever way you do it, that calendar on Berkshires.org is really a great resource. Yeah, we find that most people secure their lodging first, and then they figure out what's going on during that time, what might be special or you know, only happening once during the summer, and then they'll fit that into their week. So, you can definitely search by date range and see what's happening, or take a look at what is going on throughout the season and then plan your time around that.
While you mentioned about lodging, is there a central booking? I mean, if somebody, you've got a variety of places to stay. I mean, you've really got pretty much anything anybody could want. Let's talk a little bit about how to, you know, where you stay and how do you stay.
Sure. No matter what you're looking for, whether it's a vacation home rental or, you know, a small B&B, all the way up to large, extravagant places, we have luxury accommodations. We have hotels that will fit into your rewards plan with your credit card. Whatever type of lodging you're looking for, it's definitely available here in the Berkshires. And what I would suggest is going onto Berkshires.org and just looking under where to stay. It's broken out by property type.
Oh, good.
So if you tend to be a B&B fan, then you have a long list of those options, whatever you might need. And for the most part, I would say the vast majority of our lodging properties allow for online reservations, so you can take care of it right through our website by clicking on their link and then looking at their availability on their own website. Or, you know, of course, you can give them a call and see what might be available.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, when we had, we're doing the radio version of Weekend Magazine, but back for 20 years, we were doing a print version, and we used to go up and deliver extra magazines around through the Berkshire, so I got to see a lot of the B&Bs up there. And I tell you, you've got some spectacular stuff, and the people bend over backwards. I mean, they really take the B&B market very seriously, and they're really wonderful in everything that they offer, and beautiful places. So I think anybody that likes B&Bs, you want to check out, you'll probably be able to stay in a different B&B every day, every time you go.
You could, absolutely. And they are experts in the region.
Oh,
so
when
you stay at one of our B&Bs, they're going to help you, you know, secure tickets and find all of the things that fit into your preferences. So, yeah, you're very well taken care of when you stay here.
They know the area. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So somebody wants hotels, you stay in a hotel, you want a B&B, you can rent a house too, you can rent properties. That's nice. That's a good.
Oh, sure. Yeah. That's definitely something that is a popular thing for families or people who want to stay for a longer stretch of time. That can be a great way to enjoy the region and have your own kitchen, you know. But, of course, all of those innkeepers are going to help you find the best restaurants, too. So, either way.
Yeah. Now, if you're thinking in terms of summer and fall, now you want to start looking at places to stay now. You don't want to wait till a week before you have to go, you know.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
We sometimes get calls from people who didn't plan in advance and they're scrambling to find a place to stay where they already are headed our way. And it can be difficult. So, make your plans in advance for sure. If you're able to do a weekday visit, a midweek visit, that is going to be the time where you have the most availability and probably some more favorable rates. So if you have that capability, you know, definitely think about a midweek visit.
Yeah, and you get international visitors too, so you're getting, you know, quite.
We do.
You're a major international destination also. So
that's, we are. We get a great number of international visitors, and they tend to stay for quite a while, really soaking up everything that we have to offer. So it's it's a great environment here for people who, you know, just want to get a taste of everything there is. The Berkshires, this is an interesting statistic that I learned recently, have more culture per capita than anywhere else in the country, with the exception of Washington, D.C. So for a place as rural as we are, we have an incredible wealth of museums and theaters and performing arts venues and all of that. So you can't be bored here in the Berkshires.
No, and I'll tell you, when you can take an area that's isolated like that and build that up, that also gives hope to areas all over the country that say, what could we do, you know, for economic development? Well, if you do it correctly, you can create a destination that will attract people from all over the world. So you're a model also, I think, in a lot of ways. So
I agree, absolutely. Tourism is a major part of our economy. It's not the only aspect, but it's such a wonderful part of our quality of life here.
Yeah.
So people who are opening businesses are doing so knowing that their employees are going to be in a wonderful community where they want to raise their families, where they have, you know, so many things to do and so many ways to give back and to be a part of a real family. You know, it's just a wonderful place.
Yeah, you got something great. Now let's talk about some of the, you've got great historic sites and cultural things, gardens. I mean, you got all kinds of things over there.
Oh, yeah.
So Chesterwood, what about Chesterwood? Let's start with them.
Chesterwood is the home of Daniel Chester French, which people may know is the sculptor of the Lincoln Memorial. And his country estate is here, along with a number of other well-known historical figures, including Edith Wharton. Her home, The Mount, is here in the Berkshires, as well as Nathaniel Hawthorne and Herman Melville made their homes here. Mm. So some great historic homes to visit. Norman Rockwell did a lot of his work here in the Berkshires, and a fantastic museum is dedicated to his work and to the art of illustration, and that is in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. So lots of opportunity to get some history as well as some art. A number of those properties this summer are going to be doing outdoor sculpture shows, actually.
Oh,
this is
really?
Something that, a lot of our venues have been beginning to get involved with. The Mount in Lenox has been doing an outdoor sculpture show called Sculpture Now each year that involves a number of artists, many regional and some well-known throughout the country. These are large-scale pieces that are set in and amongst the estate gardens, so that's an incredible experience.
Wow.
There will be a dual-site exhibition. This is an interesting one. Hancock Shaker Village in Pittsfield is partnering with the Berkshire Museum to do a show called Living on Earth, the work of Robert Height. And Robert Height is an accomplished painter and sculptor and photographer. So his work will be presented both indoor and out at these two properties throughout the summer. So that should be an interesting one.
Wow.
And then actually Norman Rockwell Museum is doing, it's a juried show where there's a call for artists to submit concepts for a celebration of the centennial of Rockwell's Boy with Baby Carriage, which was a Saturday Evening Post cover in 1916. So it's the 100th anniversary of that work. And so people will be submitting ideas for three-dimensional works to be shown around the grounds of the Norman Rockwell Museum, all inspired by baby carriages, which I think will be a really sweet show.
That is very, very nice. And I should say that these sites, many of them have tours, and, you know, there's quite a bit to see. So, you know, it's something. And Edith Wharton, it's been a number of years since I was able to go there, but they were redoing gardens. So the gardens are all restored, I guess, by now, I would think.
They are. And there's been a lot of work, restoration work to the house itself as well. So it's just absolutely gorgeous. And any time of the season, of course, is a wonderful time to experience the gardens at the Mount because, of course, they're seasonal and there are things that happen in the spring and fall, but the summer formal gardens are really, you know, quite impressive. They do jazz nights out on the veranda or patio there, so you can enjoy, even pretend that that might be your home.
Yeah.
Sitting out on the porch overlooking the gardens and listening to some music.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, a lot of the venues are also starting to do things after hours to allow for people who, you know, are either out hiking or something during the day and still want to experience a cultural venue, that, you know, they have an opportunity to do that at night. So.
Oh, very nice. I heard that Herman Melville's house, you can look out the window and you see the mountain there, and that's where he got his idea for the great white whale. Is that true?
I don't know. Absolutely right. Yeah. Moby Dick was written here in the Berkshires, and if you look out his window, you'll see Mount Greylock, which was, it's the highest peak in Massachusetts and a fantastic place to go hiking or camping. They also have a lodge at the top, so you can stay in a little bit more comfortable accommodations. But yeah, you can see that from his window, and that is what inspired Moby Dick.
Isn't that something? So you learn all these things when you go to the different houses. And Nathaniel Hawthorne, I'm sure his place is beautiful too. That's a nice.
There's just so much history here from all of those figures, and it has a lot to do with how we feel the Berkshires inspire people, whether they are writers or artists or innovators. It's just a very special place.
Oh, yeah. Now, how about shopping? Because, I mean, a lot of people like to shop.
That's for sure.
What
no matter
kind of
where
things?
You are, it's part of your vacation, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we do have some great shopping opportunities. There is, of course, the Outlet Center in Lee. So that's a pretty big complex that's going to have all the names you know at great prices. So we definitely encourage people to check out the outlets. And then a lot of our villages downtowns have very walkable shopping opportunities as well. Lenox certainly is a great opportunity for that. Lots of little great boutiques and shops for clothing, housewares, books. You know, the bookstore in Lenox, which actually has a wine bar inside of it.
Wow.
That the owner just celebrated his 40th year at the bookstore. And so that's a fantastic place to walk around. You can stop at a cafe. Same thing in Great Barrington. Yeah. Same thing in Williamstown. You know, wherever you are, there's some really great shopping for unique items as well.
You've got artists. I mean, you've got people who are making jewelry, pottery, I mean, really beautiful crafted stuff, too, that
are unique. That's exactly right. Yeah. A lot of times when you're walking into a shop or a gallery here in the Berkshires, you're seeing things that were created right here by people who live down the street, and they're absolutely top quality things. So, you know, don't skip over those galleries as you're doing your shopping.
Yeah. It's a and really furniture, great you've got furniture makers up there.
Mm-hmm.
They're really spectacular. So those are, and what about antiques? That's another whole.
It's the antique capital of Massachusetts.
Yeah,
definitely. Some great antiquing here. And there's a group of all of the antique dealers and shopkeepers who, and I will try and look up that website for you so that people can find that fantastic trail of antiquing if that's what you're focused on.
Okay. If that's on the website, then they should go.
Yes, you could definitely find them on the website.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Wow. So the shopping thing should be a terrific opportunity. And, you know, also because you've got Norman Rockwell up there, you've got Chester, you get all these artists that really live there. It attracts artisans to come in and actually, you know, live in the community and have their own shop too, I would think.
So that's very true.
Yeah.
And some of those places do also have artists in residence. So those sites or the surrounding natural environment are continuing to inspire artists here.
So you can watch them work then, in other words.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that sounds good. Now, somebody coming up with kids, what kind of things would you suggest, you know, for families with even younger kids, you know, whatever, you've got outdoor stuff, what kind of things can you suggest that
Definitely.
Way?
Lots of outdoor things and not so difficult that it would be, you know, inappropriate for a family with varying ages and ability levels. So we have really great accessible hiking. I mentioned Mount Greylock, which has some more intense trails, mm-hmm. as well as, of course, you can drive up to the top. So mm-hmm. if you want to just sort of walk around the peak of Mount Greylock, you can do that. We have a number of state parks in the region. We also have a fantastic bike trail that runs past a couple of different bodies of water, and that is entirely flat and paved. So we encourage people to make use of that. It's absolutely beautiful. It's the site of a number of trail races throughout the season, but on any given day, you can certainly just take a stroll. There are a number of aerial parks in the area.
Now, what's an aerial park?
So zip lines that. Yep. Mm-hmm. And again, for all ability levels. So I would say for a young family, one of the first places that I would point to is Bosque, which is a ski mountain in Pittsfield, just outside of Pittsfield, which also has water slides and swimming pools and a small, ropes course kind of facility. So, and mini golf there well. So plenty to entertain at Bosque. We also have a similar kind of situation up at Jiminy Peak and a brand new facility that opened up just down the road from Jiminy Peak, which is called Ramble Wild. And that is a more challenging facility. I don't know what their minimum age is, but, depending on the ages of the kids in the group, that could also be a great opportunity. They have just miles and miles of tree-to-tree trails, as they call them. Mm. And it's, as I said, brand new and just a really fun opportunity.
Laura, I've got a question. We have about 2 minutes. I'm wondering, mm-hmm. would you be available to do a second show? What we'll do is we could wrap up this one, give the website and information, then we'll do more, because there's a lot more things we haven't talked about.
Of course, I'd be happy to.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So why don't we do this? Let's wrap up for this one. Maybe give the website again, and if you have a phone number, if anybody wants to call with any specific other questions that they don't say on the web. And then we'll pre-tape and do a second one for next week.
Sounds good. The website that you want to visit is berkshires.org. While you're there, you can find everything that's happening throughout the season in our calendar area. Also, don't miss the Berkshire's Dream Auction link. A lot of the things we've talked about today are available in our auction, so you might be able to grab them up for less than retail price. That auction runs online only from May 9th through 19th. And if you have any questions, you can call us at area code 413-499-1600.
Okay, that's great. Now tell everybody, listen in again next week. We're gonna tape another show right after this one, and we'll continue talking about the Berkshires. There's so much to talk about. Okay, thank you. That's a wrap for today. Have a wonderful week.